Passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 48 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The border czar and the Trump administration will be former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan, says the president-elect on social media. Homan oversaw the policy that separated parents from their children at the border. Scuttlebutt on Capitol Hill indicates that the new Republican Senate Majority Leader will be either John Cornyn of Texas or South Dakota's John Thune. ABC News contributing political correspondent Rachel Bade.
It's secret ballot, so these Senate Republicans don't even have to say how they're voting. They're going to vote for who they like and who they think will do the best job. They're not going to be pressured to vote for who Donald Trump allies want them to back.
Calmer winds helping crews battle the big wildfire in Southern California, Ventura County, that's burned over 100 homes and other structures. They've captured 25 of the small monkeys which escaped a research lab in Yamasee, South Carolina. 18 more are still loose. This is ABC News. Here's how the U.S. military is solving its failure to meet recruiting goals, says ABC's Brian Clark.
One change for the Army, the Future Soldier Prep Course, a program that offers a second chance for recruits who fail to meet academic or physical test standards. This program appears to be paying off. In the last budget year, Army leaders say almost a quarter, more than 13,000 of their goal of 55,000 new recruits have entered active duty through the prep course.
Oregon remains the number one team in the Associated Press top 25 college football poll. Baseball fans now have memories of what happened off the field Sunday from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Despite steady rain, they filed past an urn containing the ashes of Pete Rose. Baseball's records breaker, most notably in career hits, died last month. The 14-hour visitation was arranged by the Cincinnati Reds with cooperation from Rose's daughters, Fawn and Kara. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 49, sunshine, and breezy conditions. Monday night, a low of 27 with clear skies. And for Tuesday, 52, mostly sunny and a bit warmer. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered light rain showers, a high of 50. And sunny and calm coming up for Thursday, 55. 58 possibly by Friday for a high. Right now in Richland Center, over the last 24 hours, 46 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Currently, we're getting a little bit of a wind, 13 miles per hour out of the east. And after a midnight reading of 49, a low of 46, so right now we're at 48 degrees. Today is Monday, November 11th, and it is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Star-Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. His truth is marching on.
We start the day in a positive way on this Veterans Day. Shadazy and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Before that, the Gaither Vocal Band did the honors for our national anthem, opening up our broadcast day today on November 11th, Veterans Day. Lots of veterans assemblies going on around the area at a number of area school districts, so hopefully you can take one of those in later today. We start the chores this morning with the Old Light in the Mail Cow Show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. We had a really nice weekend, I thought. Got a little bit of visiting in, did a little bit of, well, a little bit of work, a little R&R. And really had a good time. Enjoyed Grease, the musical put on by the Richland Center High School staff, the foundation, and the kids did a great job, really. So that was among the highlights for the past weekend. We'll check some sports scores coming up. We could rest easy. Those of us Packer fans, we didn't have to get all nervous and have to watch any games that came right down to the wire. I don't like those kind. I like the big blowouts where the Packers are way up, but we haven't had a lot of those. Nonetheless, the Packers had the bye week. We'll check out the scoreboard coming up. Here's Tommy Overstreet.
Heaven is my woman's love, gently rising with the sun. She gives me cause to face the day and brings me joy when day's done. Heaven is my woman's love. Heaven is the way I live. She gives me all the love she can, and then somehow finds more to give. And when I see her in the morning light, I feel the same as dark of night. She is my everything and I'm proud.
reaching out for me. All she wants is what I am, searching not for what I'll be. Heaven is my woman's love. Happiness is what she gives. As long as she's with me, I'll find heaven every day I live.
And when I see her in the morning light, I feel the same as in the dark of night. She is my everything and I'm proud of the heaven of my woman's love. Heaven is my woman's love.
Judd's on WRCO and a girl's night out. 5:15 the time on a Monday. A reminder, the Richland Center landfill will be closed today. So will the Brewer Public Library, both closed for Veterans Day. And the Richland School District will host two veterans programs today. The first will be at 9 at Richland Center Primary School. The second will be at 10 o'clock at Richland Center High School. The Weston School District hosts a Veterans Day program that will be held today at 9 at Weston Schools. The Riverdale School District, along with Post 85, will host a Veterans Day program today at 11 in the junior-senior high school gym. And Ithaca Public Schools will host a Veterans Day program today at 1:30. That is in the Ithaca High School Gymnasium. Reminders from our community calendar.
I see you standing by the light in the window of my bedroom. That old moon has never shined as bright as it's shining now on you.
I see a new star in the heavens for us tonight. I've been waiting for you most of my life.
Now that we're together and we're where we belong,
Crystal Gayle and Gary Morris at WRCO and making up for lost time. We're at 48 degrees on our way toward around 50, so not a lot warmer than right now for a daytime high later on.
Both calves and slaughter cows are steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $400 to $580, with the dairy crossbred beef calves up to $660. Slaughter cows range from 81 to 128, with a few thin, shelly, or questionable health cows lower. At last week Friday's feeder sale, we saw the 4 to 550-pound vaccinated, castrated, and weaned black calves sell from 270 to 295, the corresponding heifers 2 to 265, yearling weight steers 240 to 277.5, with heifers $2 to 247. Crossbred steers and heifers range from 180 to 245, the 5 to 600-pound Holstein steers sold from 180 to 230. Our next Friday feeder sale will be on Friday, November 15th. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, to set up a time for one of us to come to your farm and give you an idea of what your package of cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take-and-bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. John Tanyan and Stephen Krall scored 17 apiece. Wisconsin took command with a huge first-half run, and the Badgers defeated Appalachian State 87-56 to complete a busy first week of the season. Jason Tatum had 31, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists, and the Celtics rallied in the second half to beat the slumping Bucks 113-107. The Bucks had taken a 16-2 lead in the first 2.5 minutes of the game. Elsewhere, it was Houston 101, Detroit 99, Indiana 132, New York 121, Orlando 121, and Washington 94. Golden State beat Oklahoma City 127-116. Miami 95, Minnesota 94. In overtime, Philadelphia 107, Charlotte 105. Denver beat Dallas 122-120. Sacramento 127, Phoenix 118. In overtime, Memphis 134, Portland 89, and the LA Lakers 123-103 over Toronto. From the NHL, San Jose 1-0 over New Jersey, Chicago 1 in overtime, 2-1 over Minnesota, and Anaheim 4, Columbus 2. Jake Bates made a 52-yard field goal as time expired, and the Detroit Lions overcame a career-high 5 interceptions by Jared Goff to rally for a 26-23 win over the Houston Texans last night. Elsewhere, Carolina won in overtime over the Giants, 20-17, Buffalo 30, Indianapolis 20, Kansas City 16, and Denver 14. It was Minnesota 12, Jacksonville 7, New England beat the Bears 19-3, New Orleans 20, Atlanta 17, Pittsburgh 28, Washington 27, San Francisco 23-20 over Tampa Bay, the Chargers 27, Tennessee 17, Arizona beat the Jets 31-6, and Philadelphia over Dallas 34-6. That's an update on sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Well, we need a really action-packed aerobic polka after such a busy weekend. So here we go. Take it away.
Thank you.
Paul Hopkins on the banjo and the old beer barrel polka right there. Woo! Out of breath. Well, here's Glenn Campbell on the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Well, she said if I ever deceived her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her. I'll just look at the trouble I'm in. Now she's gone, 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 gone. I won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that plane flies farther across the sky.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
The temps will stay around 50 degrees today. It'll be rather breezy. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds expected later today. Clear and cold tonight, a low of 27 and a high of 50, and sunshine coming up toward tomorrow. So overall, a pretty nice November forecast as we approach the middle part of the month already. We have an east wind at 10 miles per hour. It is 48 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A push for improved ag policy during the lame duck Congress session. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feel the impact of Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans. This next-generation soybean delivers consistent performance, enhanced disease protection, and superior genetics. The Director of Government Affairs at the American Soybean Association says keeping ag issues in front of Congress during its lame duck session is crucial. Kyle Kunkler says nearly 300 ag groups signed a letter to members of the House and Senate ag committees about ag input misconceptions.
It helped to provide some really clear examples as to why not just farmers, but, you know, pesticide users, including consumers, residential and commercial users as well. When you think of people that control termites or, you know, bed bugs.
He tells Brownfield ag groups want to make sure inputs are protected as Congress resumes budget discussions.
We've always advocated for and just wanting to make sure that there's good science and risk-based policy surrounding these tools and these inputs. There's certainly a number of provisions that are at play in a number of different vehicles that might be moving in lame duck.
Conkler says the organization hopes Congress considers how important inputs are to farmers and consumers when making decisions during the lame duck. The USDA raised most of its 2024 protein production projections. Beef is seen at just over 27 billion pounds, 25 million higher on heavier dressed weights and faster cow slaughter. Pork estimated at slightly less than 28 billion pounds, 90 million lower on a slight decline in weights and a slower slaughter pace. Broiler chickens are pegged at 47.2 billion pounds, a gain of 100 million on third quarter production data. Turkey production is up a little and egg production is down. An agricultural economist says the October crop insurance prices are not favorable for producers. Brian Basting with Advanced Trading says the low averages of the December futures in October removed the market's floor.
This year, the vast majority of producers are not going to get an indemnity. Not all, but the vast majority, because the yields have been so high. That crop is vulnerable to the downside. The last backstop, if you will, was the October crop insurance harvest price.
Basting says 2023 was a good example of the importance of setting a floor, as markets only moved sideways or lower the rest of the year after the fall crop insurance price was set. Recent rain in the Midwest has helped improve the flow of the Mississippi River. Lou Del Orco is chief of operations for the Army Corps of Engineers St. Louis District.
They're up around 10 on the St. Louis gauge, and it was a significant jump because we were at about minus 2.
Del Orco says the river has persistently been in low water conditions for about 3 years, so this rise is a welcome sight, even though it brought some flooding issues. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A light round of direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light direct cash cattle trade that developed late in the day Friday. Live deals in the south were marked at $187, $3 below the previous week's weighted averages. Live business in Nebraska Friday was at $188. There was a light dress trade reported on Thursday at $294. That's also $3 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Herod Livestock Market in South Dakota, steer calves under 500 pounds sold with a lower undertone on a limited test. Heifer calves under 450 pounds sold with lower undertones on a limited test as well. Heifers over 450 pounds are $4 to $8 higher. Yearling feeder steers were uneven, 900 to 950 pounds are $3 to $7 lower. Steers 950 to 1,000 pounds are mostly steady. Steers 1,000 to 1,050 pounds were $5 lower, with instances of $10 lower. The USDA says demand was good for the large offering of yearling steers and heifers, some off grass, but most out of yards. Feeder supply included 72% steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 908 to 934 pounds brought 250.75 to 259.25. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice is down $1.53 at $309.28. Select was 53 cents lower at $279.19. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. It was really a slow end of the week as processors weren't working to move big numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs as it looks to keep up with this higher slaughter pace. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been relatively strong recently, helping to provide some price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 336 with a weighted average of 81.64. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 442 at 102.38. Bellies had jumped more than $19 Friday, and estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up nearly 33,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by cash and wholesale business and lean hog futures into the day, mixed on spread trade with mixed end-of-the-week fundamentals. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's GrainVantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The GrainVantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road. Hands on the wheel.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Direct Cattle Business Friday was mostly at 188 Live. Midwest Butcher Hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up after the USDA's supply and demand numbers. January beans were 4 higher at 10.30 and a quarter. March was up 6 at 10.43 and a half. December corn was 3 and a half higher at 4.31. March was up 3 and 3 quarters at 4.44 and a quarter. Cattle were pressured by cash and wholesale business. December live was down 212 at 183.70, and February was 212 lower at 185.30. January feeders were down 290 at 241.42. And hogs were mixed on the steady to lower cash and the higher midday pork. December was down 77 at 80.42, and February lean was 47 lower at 84.82. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A risk management consultant worries out loud about declining U.S. ag exports. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. share of agricultural export trade has taken a bit of a nosedive. Listen to Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company.
I got in this business in 1979, and at that point, the U.S. control of world agricultural trade was up around 62%. Today, as we calculated at Ag Resource, we're sitting around 12.3%. So you can see the big diminishment, if you will, of U.S. ag's prowess and presence in the world agricultural trade.
Bossi points the finger first at China.
I think that's the biggest problem that American agriculture will have, and somehow we need to get their attention. And China used to be our biggest ag customer back in 2023. They've now slipped to third place within that list, maybe down $10 or $11 billion.
Bossi thinks part of that is because Chinese farmers are not able to make a profit, and their government may be trying to protect them. As a result, he says China is likely to break some trade promises it already made.
And I'm really wondering down the road if where we are politically, if China will adhere to its WTO commitment, which is to import 9 million tons of wheat, 7 million tons of corn. I'm becoming a little doubtful that they see that as an important commitment going forward.
Bossi appeared in a recent episode of the AgriPulse program, Open Mic. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994. For 2020.
A Minnesota Dairy Group leader is looking ahead to the state legislative session. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Minnesota dairy leader says it's important for farmers to help educate lawmakers about rural issues. Lucas Shostrom with Minnesota Milk tells Brownfield Democrats control their state legislature.
We've had a Democratic trifecta here, and those people have pushed forward some initiatives that, frankly, I think after we have conversations, we're a lot more aligned than we think we are. But as you go to legislature as a freshman legislator and you're sent by people and you maybe know nothing about farms, you put forth initiatives based on what you saw on YouTube or what you read on the internet.
Shostrom says it's important for farmers to talk to legislators about their issues and help show them what changes are needed and why.
Frankly, our Democrats are in the urban areas and our Republicans are in the more rural areas right now. So we're trying to do our best to educate both rural Republicans and urban Democrats and the few of those who are switched about farming. Because as everybody knows who listens to this, I mean, we're more generations removed from the farm than ever.
Shostrom says Minnesota Milk is watching water quality issues affecting the eastern Twin Cities metro area and nearby farms. And they're working to get state funding for more conservation projects. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower except for NOFAT dry milk Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices were unchanged at 63 cents, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 3 cents to 172, one sale at that price. Cheese barrels went down 3.25 cents to 176 and 3/4, but no sales. Butter down 1.25 cents at 265, no sales there. NOFAT dry milk up 0.25 cents to 138 and 3/4, 5 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Here's a check of today's forecast, a high of 49, rather breezy along the way, winds between 15 and 25 expected today. Clear and cold tonight, a low of 27 and a high tomorrow of 50. Tony has more about the weather coming up in just a bit from WRCO Radio.
You just like the last time when the feathers flew. You're running a wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby. Why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why.
Say every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a feeling for the knob on the door.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby. Why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why.
in it every day and night. And I just want you to know that whatever you do and wherever you go, remember someone loves you, honey. No matter what, just be my girl. Come to when you need someone. That's what my love is for. It's a shoulder to lean on.
Charlie Pride with one of his many classics, and Someone Loves Ya, Honey. Who loves ya, honey? Anyway, it's 47 degrees here at WRCO. We hope it was a good weekend for ya. Lots of things that went on. A little rain overnight, Saturday night into Sunday, and that kind of dampened some of the plans yesterday. All total 46 one-hundredths of an inch of rain since yesterday. So much-needed precip, that's for sure. And it looks like, overall, it's going to be a pretty dry week, maybe until mid to latter part of the week. So we've got a few days now with dry weather, it looks like. Tony has more about that coming up as our Light in the Milk House show continues next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The first Thanksgiving meal had little in common with today's traditions. According to History.com, although turkeys were indigenous, there's no record of a big roasted bird at the feast. The Native Americans brought deer, and there would have been lots of local seafood, plus the fruits of the first pilgrim harvest. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding, repair, plus service of electric motors and barn fans.
Over at Quail Run, they're mixing things up with mouth-watering specials every week. This month, try a slice of their seasonal cranberry cheesecake. It's as delicious as it sounds. For the burger lover, the Bacon Jam Burger is loaded with pepper jack and packed with flavor. And right now, don't miss a classic Sloppy Joe plate, served up with potato chips for that perfect comfort meal. Swing by Quail Run, where every bite feels like home. Quail Run, deliciously local every day.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with a look at your weather on WRCO on this Veterans Day. Well, some blustery conditions out there today in the wake of the system which brought some light rain to Wisconsin yesterday. Mainly dry weather today, but still quite a bit of cloud cover filtering down across the region. And that'll be the case throughout the day, but do expect hopefully some breaks of sun here and there. Tomorrow should be quite sunny with high pressures settling across the Badger State. Temperatures will be chilly in the morning, starting off below freezing, but climbing up about 6 or 8 degrees above normal during the afternoon. Now Wednesday, the next front approaches from the west. We'll have some gusty winds ahead of it and some moisture moving in, so expect some rain to break out in the afternoon, sliding from west to east. That'll taper down Wednesday night. Nothing too terribly heavy, but there could be a tenth or 2/10 of an inch. Behind that, some quieter weather shaping up Thursday and Friday. And even most of the weekend now looks fairly nice for this time of the year, just a little bit cloudy and breezy. The better chance of rain kind of skirting around to the north and east of us over the weekend. Here's that forecast now for today. Mostly cloudy to breaks of sunshine, rather breezy. Highs holding in the upper 40s to near 50. Northwest wind 15 to 25. Clear and cold tonight, low near 27, with light north wind turning northeast. Mostly sunny and quiet tomorrow, high about 50. Southeast wind up to 10. Tuesday night, increasing clouds, low at 34. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with light rain likely in the afternoon and evening. High temperature near 50. The outlook for Thursday, clouds possibly giving way to breaks of sun later. Low at 38 with a high of 51. Friday, a beautiful day with sunshine. Low 33, high in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy. Low in the mid-30s, high in the mid-50s. Sunday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of a light shower. Low at 42 with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. 47 right now in partly cloudy conditions. 52 is yesterday's.